This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces yesterday that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving that post this fall. This morning, the president tweets that it's not true that Ivanka Trump, his daughter and advisor, and her husband Jared Kushner had been urging that McGahn be fired. The president tweets, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner had nothing to do with the so-called pushing out of Don McGahn. The fake news media has it purposely so wrong. Yesterday, the president said of McGahn... Yesterday, he had said of McGahn,
Don McGahn's a really good guy. Been with me for a long time. Privately before this, he represented me. He's been here now. It'll be almost 2 years, and a lot of affection for Don.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give the eulogy at a church service in Phoenix, Arizona, for the late John McCain this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed, but that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Archbishop, who says Pope Francis should resign, claims corruption reaches to the highest levels of the Catholic Church. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano saying he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence in the mafia. The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character regardless of race, but it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
And now ex-cop in Texas will spend some hard time behind bars himself for killing an unarmed black teen last year. Former Belch Springs officer Roy Oliver sentenced to 15 years in prison for killing Jordan Edwards. Oliver, who is white, opened fire on a car that Edwards was a passenger in. Edwards' stepmother said the family is thankful for the sentence, though they were hoping for a stiffer sentence for the former officer. President Trump is nixing the idea of resuming joint military exercises with South Korea. That announcement contradicts his own defense chief, James Mattis, who said a couple of days ago there were not plans to suspend those war games any longer. Trump saying there's no reason to spend money on them. He cited his warm relationship, as he calls it, with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, and he warned that he could jumpstart the exercises again at any time if North Korea was to act up. And Alec Baldwin no longer involved in that new Joker movie. Baldwin telling USA Today that he had last-minute scheduling conflicts just days after he took on a supporting role in that Batman film. He was set to play Bruce Wayne's father in the DC movie. Now says other people would be a better fit anyway. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now, Maria Espinosa, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, just continuing to fight here in the trenches, Bill, trying to save innocent Americans from being killed.
Well, Maria, another sad day, and when we got the news of Molly Tibbetts, of course, I thought of the Remembrance Project right away, and I know you long for the day, you and your husband and everybody involved with the organization, we as well, when these days will be a forgotten memory, or at least a lingering memory, and the only thing we remember are the loved ones that we've lost, and through this process that we again can appreciate life and fight for life in a positive way, and not have incidences like this in this country, the home of the free and the brave, being compromised the way it has been.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And we would like to go out of business and go home and go back to our regular lives. You know, we're just average Americans who wanted to get involved, and look where we are today, right in the middle of the hottest topic in actually like a not just a country, but entire world.
I mean, what is this going to take, Maria? I mean, you know, we keep having this conversation. You know, Congress, for some reason, cannot. I mean, we're not talking gun control here, for goodness sakes. I mean, we're talking controlling our borders. And a case in point in this recent situation, again, this is what people need to wake up and understand. This, this illegal alien, it wasn't. Obviously, from what I'm understanding in his background, that he didn't, do something illegal here in America until he did, murder Molly Tibbetts. The fact of the matter is, I say he didn't do illegal. He did do something illegal when he came across the border illegally. I mean, that was his illegal act to begin with. But it wasn't, like so many of these others that we find out, oh, yeah, they had all these DUIs and a long arrest record and everything else. And somehow, in the idiocy of our, I don't know what else to call it, but idiocy of our system here, that we were willing to overlook the fact that somebody has broken the law and they're allowed to run free in this country until they end up murdering somebody. I mean, it seems that right. all roads to illegal behavior lead to the worst of it, and somehow the rest of the citizenry are supposed to feel safe and okay with that?
Right. We have to stand up and have a strong voice together, because this is about enforcing our existing laws. This is public safety, not only national security, but this is public safety that affects every single American, regardless of your political views. But when we started this bill, we started this over the sanctuary city policies in Houston, Texas, and we just right. wanted to alert people to the killings all across the United States. And I'm going to say it was an epidemic of killings of innocent Americans by people who shouldn't be here. And I think that phrase makes, that statement makes the left head just explode, you know. But, yeah, this is a perfect example. But also, I put a lot of blame on Congress, a lot of blame on the shoulders of mainstream media, that they're not getting the information out there. They're not doing their jobs as journalists, so that people will know what is taking place all around them and not hide the truth because they have an agenda. And, you know, Molly Tibbetts' father, and once again, God bless them. We pray for them. But this is a perfect example in his statement talking about, you know, embracing the Hispanic community. And he's eating at Mexican restaurants and, you know, they've been good to him. It's not about good food in right. Mexican restaurants right. or who's embraced you. And it's not about race. And that really bothers me as well, because the media, the mainstream media, and I think this is proof what I'm about to say, Bill, the mainstream media is racist, because yes. they think if you're illegally in the country, then you must be Hispanic.
No, well, let's look at the numbers. Yeah, the numbers are empirical. I mean, they're well documented as best they can be in terms of how many Hispanics, quote unquote, make up the illegal aliens that are in this country. And, you know, from Mexico, I think the last time I checked, it was somewhere around 40%. You know, we got probably another 20% from Central America, but we have European nations that are represented in that illegal class at all as well. And probably most of those, if the truth be, and if we break it down, of course, I'm doing this off the top of my head, so you can correct me here, and that is that most of the European are visa overstays. Those are the ones that are coming in off a visa, and they just say, hey, I'm going to stick around. And, you know, until they're found out, I mean, you know, and it's amazing to realize that people have been here, you know, 20, 25 years and have been able to get away with it. Some have gone through the system and have been told, okay, we're adjudicating your case, so, you know, come back later, and they don't. You know, so it's like, this is totally insane.
Right. It's a terrible, terrible game that these politicians are playing. They know exactly what they're doing. We've gone over this before, Bill. You know, over and over, we're just sitting here, you know, like sitting ducks, waiting for the other shoe to fall. And that looks, that comes in the case of the next American that's going to be killed. And we know that. And we know that there's going to be another American that is going to be killed, no longer here with their family, permanently separated from their loved ones through no fault of their own, because Congress is not doing their job, because the media is hiding the truth, because we have sanctuary city jurisdictions that dub themselves sanctuary cities, like all the mayors and county officials and states. You know, so when is enough enough? What we're pushing for is for President Donald Trump to do anything in his power to control our borders. And I'm to the point where we need troops on the border. We need to double ICE agents. We need to double the Border Patrol agents. We need to go ahead and bring more judges so we can adjudicate these individuals, process them, and get them out of the country. You know, Unfortunately, we do give them a their civil rights, even though they're not legally in the country. That's, we are bending over backwards as a country, and I think Americans have just had enough. And everything that I've seen in different states as well, that illegal immigration is once again going to be a very hot topic in these elections.
Okay, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Maria Espinoza right after this. Stay with us.
Like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Every single day, promoting truth,
Bill Martinez live.
You are the end of dream.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Maria Espinosa, National Director of the Remembrance Project, is with us. Maria, we saw this week that the governor from California has done it again. Jerry Brown has signed a bill going to a cashless bail system that I understand that illegals are going to be able to utilize this bail system as well. Is that right?
That's what I hear. Absolutely. You know, he's pushing and pushing as hard as he can for illegal aliens. You know, our state coordinator in California, Robin Vitson, with We the People Rising, is out there battling, going toe-to-toe with this governor and also the other very liberal state politicians. Raul Rodriguez is out there with America First Latinos. You know, what they're asking for is for current laws to be enforced, Bill. There is no way that illegal aliens should have the access that they have to our benefits, taxpayer benefits, and our families have put in for, you know, many of them decades, and here he's just handing them out. And California is not in a very fiscal, not fiscally in a good way.
Strong position, yeah. Exactly. No. Yeah, this is amazing. But again, to your point, we're rewarding all the wrong behavior. We're getting more of the very thing we do not want. And again, this is not about, a race thing, as you brought out very clearly earlier. A lot of people, the media, mainstream media, particularly those on the left, would like to make it that way. This is just common sense. This is a rule of law. Again, I maintain, what do people think happens at the border when somebody, there's 48 entry points to come in legally, and they decide to obfuscate, go around that, and come in across the border illegally? You've broken the law coming in. What says you're going to keep the law on the other side of that border when you break in?
Right, there's nothing there. And again, what we're on a very slippery slope, Bill, where not enforcing these laws will fundamentally undermine for the basis for any law to be enforced. And California out there also is, I guess he signed a bill that will allow people to leave the jail before trial without even posting bail. So everyone out in California, I hope you're carrying a gun and protecting your families, because the criminal element is just being set free. And this goes to the phrase that we say, that illegal aliens are untouchable in the United States, and Governor Jerry Brown is proving that.
Well, Jerry Brown and others like him, Nancy Pelosi, those on the left, that than, you know, as you say, and I appreciate, with all due respect, Mr. Tibbetts, saying, you know, like anything, you know, hey, there's good people here in America. Well, we want everybody to be good. That's awesome. You know, be contributing, participate in the American dream and add to the proposition of it all. But observe our laws, because we don't need you, by the same token, operating in the shadows and thinking that somebody else who has illegal ideas and anglings on you and your family can take advantage of you because you're here illegally. And that's the other byproduct of this whole illegal immigration system that has overtaken our country. As you say, it's become an epidemic.
Yes, it is an epidemic. And again, the blame goes to Congress and the media. And we know now that we know that President Donald Trump has helped to expose the mainstream liberal-leaning media, it's up to us, your listeners, and to gather the masses, educate our friends, our family, and do more. If you've educated your circle of friends and pointed them to the truth and where to get the truth online as far as information and news outlets, then expand that. Let's keep working, because we need every one of you out there to recruit and be our voices as well, and be a voice for the families whose loved ones were killed because our laws are not enforced.
And some of this, Maria, you know, I like what Brett Kavanaugh's mom had to say when she was an attorney, and and she was giving a summary to her case in court. You know, she basically called upon the reason of humanity of the jurors, and there's reason here that we have to stay connected with. That there are some things about this illegal immigration system that has overcome our country. That is so unreasonable. It just doesn't make sense, regardless of how somebody would want to spin it, and no matter how much Mexican food or Chinese food or whatever you like, that's irrelevant. I mean, come on, what really makes sense and what doesn't make sense, right?
Exactly. And again, it tells you what the media has done. When someone is conflating an issue with a race, you know, an illegal alien with good Mexican food, I just can't get my head wrapped around that. It's so wrong, and it's a dumbing down of America, and here is it not to, again, with all due respect, Bill, you know, that tells you how far we've gotten and fallen to the truth, away from the truth. And I, again, the blame has to go back to the media, back to Congress, you know, and all of us. I guess we have to take part of that too, because we haven't been educating ourselves and really watching these politicians.
Well, this is why I appreciate what you and your husband have done with the Remembrance Project, is you're keeping the topic up front. You come on the show regularly. We love having you here for all the obvious reasons, is because we have to counter this propaganda that's out there that somehow says this is okay. Now, I appreciate what Mr. Tibbetts was trying to say in terms of trying to somehow be prejudiced by some sort of wave of racism or whatever that has affected his conscience. But you know, you just lost your daughter. You lost your daughter to an illegal alien. If that illegal alien was not dead, your daughter would still be alive today. You'd still be looking forward to her wedding and grandchildren. And that has all been stolen from you. And the shame of it all is our government. And the thing is, when I say our government, it's easy to kind of put it off to our government as it's some nondescript entity. We are the government. This is us. We have these illegal laws and accommodations happening in our country today because, again, we look to the U.S. Constitution. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. We are responsible for this. We cannot blame just Jerry Brown or blame, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party and some of the leftists and that sort of thing. We need to take a stand, as you say, Maria, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, saying, look, at no more. Enough of this. And if it takes all of us to, you know, whether it's standing at the border or whatever, or just understanding, look at, you know, we've accommodated by hiring illegals to come in and be our maids in our home for cheap labor. We've all been part and parcel of that. We've got to stop that. We cannot, you know, be a gateway that allows illegal activity, because even though it may seem very benign that somebody would come in and watch our children and they'd be illegal, or they come in and clean our homes or do our lawns or do whatever, it is not in their best interest, and ultimately it's not in our best interest, because we've grown lax. Our kids are being murdered around us, and we are part of the problem, are we not?
Absolutely. Could not have said it better myself. You know, and we're doing also a little bit more, a little more subtly, Bill, and that is, we just had our first library exhibit in another state, and so we are trying to get in and educate the masses through, slowly. This will be a long-term thing, but we want to be able to show them the Stolen Life Quilt banners and a little bit of information about what we do, what we stand for. One pager, that's it, and put up all along the room the Stolen Life Quilt banners, and we had a video that was shown to the attendees. So we're going to begin doing this, so if your listeners can help with this, of course, we'll need some money to go ahead and put a portable, like a traveling exhibit around the United States to different libraries, and we'll need a point person there. We sent all the equipment to the one individual, and they set it up. You know, they did the whole application to the library. You know, so it's This has to happen.
There's some logistics
in order to
save
lives. There's logistics, absolutely.
Exactly.
We always need help.
We got 10 seconds. How can they be in touch with you?
They can go to our website, theremembranceproject.org, theremembranceproject.org. Email me, and we'll be happy to see where we can fit you in.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces yesterday that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving that post this fall. This morning, the president tweets that it's not true that Ivanka Trump, his daughter and advisor, and her husband Jared Kushner had been urging that McGahn be fired. The president tweets, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner had nothing to do with the so-called pushing out of Don McGahn. The fake news media has it purposely so wrong. Yesterday, the president said of McGahn... Yesterday, he had said of McGahn,
Don McGahn's a really good guy, been with me for a long time. Privately before this, he represented me. He's been here now, it'll be almost 2 years, and a lot of affection for Don.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give the eulogy at a church service in Phoenix, Arizona, for the late John McCain this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director
you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Is here. Great to have you along with us. And we've got an author with an incredible story as we remember 1918. Yes, we're back a ways here. For many of us, it's a history lesson, but one that is most incredible. You know, for those of you that maybe have lost sight and understanding and appreciation for the exceptionalism of this great country, you might want to listen to what this author has to share with us. Skip Desjardins joins us. He's a 30-year veteran of the media with experience as a journalist and on-air TV anchor, producer, and programming executive. And his brand-new book that just got released, as I mentioned, is titled September 1918, War, Plague, and the World Series. Skip, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Skip, what got you about this story that compelled you to write this book?
A couple of different things. I read a novel by Dennis Lehane, who's a Boston guy, and I've lived my whole life in New England. And Lehane wrote books that have been turned into very successful movies like Gone Baby characters in that book really caught my attention. One was Babe Ruth, but it was not the fat, pigeon-toed, fast-motion Babe Ruth that we remember from newsreels. It was a young, vibrant, athletic Babe Ruth who was in the prime of his career as both a pitcher and a hitter. And that really fascinated me. And the other was Calvin Coolidge, who was in this book, which was set in 1919, the governor of Massachusetts. And that brought me up short a bit because I always think of Coolidge as being from Vermont. And he was born there and retired there, but his entire political career, it turns out, was in Massachusetts. And a couple of the big turning points in that book were the World Series of 1918 and the Spanish flu. And I have a great-grandfather who died of the Spanish flu, and so these pieces started to come together for me. Why was the World Series held in September? Why were people going to Fenway Park in the middle of this epidemic when being in a crowd could literally kill you? And that's exactly what set me off on the research.
And then, of course, when you mentioned Calvin Coolidge, what particularly, other than, you know, yes, his political career, his seat of political influence based in Massachusetts?
That was what originally drew me, because it was something that I didn't know, and I like to think that I've studied enough history over the years that big, obvious piece should have gotten through my brain at some point, and it hadn't. But what I learned about Coolidge in doing the research was how well he handled this largest public health crisis in the history of the United States. At the time, he was the lieutenant governor. He was a politician who had been risen up through the ranks and was running for governor, but didn't have the job yet. The man who was governor was on vacation in September 1918 in Canada and checked in by phone every now and then, but didn't come back to govern the state. He left it to Coolidge. And so here was a guy that didn't have a ton of experience, but grabbed the reins of government late in that month and really took control.
Well, you imagine what that was like. And as you say, meanwhile, you know, you've got war. You've got this black cloud over our country. People are dying from this plague. But the game must go on, kind of deal. I mean, for amusement, some sort of distraction, some sort of relief from the, you know, the miseries that were plaguing our country.
Yeah, well, the games almost didn't go on. Baseball nearly shut down completely in 1917 for a couple of reasons, not the least of which were lots of players were enlisting, and the people you would expect to buy tickets and go to baseball games, young men, were also enlisting or working in factories supporting the war effort, and didn't have either the money or the time in the middle of an afternoon. These were all day games, remember. And so attendance and ticket sales were down. But President Wilson stepped in and said, no, I think baseball's important for 1918, for morale, for entertainment value, to keep civilians upbeat during this war effort. But then reality kind of struck, and in the middle of 1918, the government realized that because they did not have a standing army when the war was declared in 1917, and they were short of soldiers, they were going to have to increase the numbers of people that were being drafted. So the government issued what was called the Work or Fight Order that said every man in America between the ages of 18 and 30 had three choices: enlist, make themselves available for the draft, or get a job in a industry that was directly related to the war effort. And that left baseball players out. They had to make one of those three choices, and baseball wasn't one of them. So the owners of baseball made an agreement with the government that they could delay for a short period of time. They ended the season on Labor Day, played the World Series, and by the middle of September, all these baseball stars were off to factory jobs or their draft board or actually enlisted in the military.
Well, being the media type that you are, as I am, we could appreciate the newspaper headlines of the day. You know, I've often said that I think this is one of the things that's hurt, you know, contemporary media is they fail to document history. But in Boston in September 1918, the good old days when newspapers did a better job, I would say, in documenting history. So in looking back at the headlines of the day, what would you expect to see?
Yeah, they eventually did a good job of documenting history, but we forget now, because it's so long ago in part, that during World War One, the Congress passed what were called the Alien and Sedition Acts. And part of those laws were that it was actually illegal at that point in time to criticize either the president or the government or to publish things that were considered unpatriotic or anything that could be considered bad for morale. So in the early days of the flu epidemic, newspaper editors were very fearful about printing stories about it in Boston and Massachusetts because, after all, what could be worse for morale than to tell people that hundreds of people were dying every day?
And so it as if they couldn't see that in their neighborhoods anyway, though, you know?
They could see it, but you couldn't see beyond your neighborhood. You could sort of see your circle, but you couldn't see, you know, that this was happening in the next town over or the town after that. To the extent that it would become that clear to you. It was when Coolidge grabbed the reins and put action plans into place that the newspapers finally felt it was okay to start to report this in a more accurate way. And at that point, the headlines were packed with stories about the flu, or the grip, as they called it at the time, including death tolls and funeral notices. And a very prominent Massachusetts politician in his early 30s died, and then the story broke wide open. There was just no way to not to cover it to the fullest extent. Once it wasn't just your next-door neighbor or a guy you heard about at work, it was prominent, famous people who were dying.
Exactly. Well, it and here it is, you know, as you say, initially, interesting, you know, that even at that time, you know, for the sake of morale and having a positive attitude, we realized that that was part and parcel of it. But we still have the responsibility of the, you know, of the media to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I often tell my kids, experience defines preference. Obviously, we learned a lot. Hopefully we did, you know, during that period of time.
Yeah, I think that's true. There are lessons there that follow through to today, not the least of which was this idea that when the country is at war, it is a collective effort that all of us need to play a part in. And the
Skip,
war
we gotta,
itself
we, Skip, let me hit,
aspect of
Skip,
America.
Yeah, Skip, I'm sorry. We got to take a quick pause.
Sure.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Skip Desjardins right after this. Stay with us.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world says, yeah, yeah. When the church wants to pray,
minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with the author of this newly released book, as we remember, 1918, the War Plague and the World Series. Skip Desjardin is with us. Skip, let's pick it up from, and I'm sorry we had to go to break so abruptly here. I'm on the edge of my seat hearing the story and remembering what we're going through here. I mean, this is really what you've written about is very compelling. And I'm a history geek anyway, if you haven't gathered that. So, but I appreciate it because I think there's so much to learn from history, and there's lots of lessons to be learned from September 1918.
There are, and as we were saying before the break, one of those is that every aspect of American society was caught up in the war and the war effort. From little kids who were saving their pennies to buy stamps that would then be turned eventually, once the book was full, into a bond. Because in those days, we funded the war by donations from the citizens. It was not part of a budget that was passed by Congress. We paid for it ourselves. And
exactly.
Children involved to the point that they were campaigns for them to collect peach pits. Now, that seems like a crazy thing today, but yeah. At the time, the peach pits were ground up and turned into carbon and used to make gas masks for soldiers. And so the newspapers were filled with stories of little Jimmy who collected 12 barrels of peach pits from his neighborhood and turned them all in, and his picture would be in the newspaper as a great example of a citizen who was playing their part in the war effort. If you ask the average people on the street today where they think our war effort is or what the latest news from the war that we're currently in, the vast majority of them would look at you like they didn't know what you're talking about. So that's certainly changed in the last 100 years.
Yeah, quite a bit different when President Wilson really says all hands on deck, as you outlined before. You, at some point, you were playing your part in the war effort, including kids, like you say, collecting peach pits. Who would have thought?
Yeah, and Wilson had to do that because he'd been reelected on a slogan of, he kept us out of war. So he gets inaugurated in March of 1917 with that base having supported him and elected him for that purpose, and 6 weeks later asks Congress to declare war. And now he has to convince America to do a giant U-turn and convince the exact people who voted for him to keep us out of war that it was absolutely necessary and an existential threat to the United States that we join up. And it was a massive undertaking.
Well, you mentioned you were drawn to one Babe Ruth. How did the managers and teammates of the baseball legend describe him as a person, a teammate, and a leader?
Yeah, this was an interesting point in his career. Up until 1918, Babe Ruth had been nothing but a pitcher. And that's hard for us to wrap our arms around these days. But he had been an excellent pitcher and continued to be an excellent pitcher. But he was rambunctious, he was young, he couldn't stay focused. And because the Red Sox were so thin on their roster from so many players having gone off to war, that another veteran player on the team convinced the manager, let's let Babe Ruth hit. He's a good hitter on the days that he pitches, and you don't really want him spending 3 out of every 4 days with nothing to do. He'll get himself in trouble.
Exactly.
And so they reluctantly let Ruth hit. At the time, the American League record for home runs in a season was 16. And by the end of June 1918, he had 10. And he'd only begun as a hitter in May. And that tailed off a little bit with injuries and things, but you were seeing the very first signs of the legendary Babe Ruth hitter in this 1918 season. And at the same time, when the World Series rolled around, tradition prevailed. The manager only played Babe Ruth in the World Series on the days that he pitched, and he left him on the bench on the days that he did not pitch. Now, the Red Sox managed to win the World Series for the fourth time in 6 years. They were the most dominant team of the age. But who knew at the time that it would be another 86 years before they'd win another one?
Exactly. And here it is. They have such talent sitting on the bench. But, of course, all that became history as the Babe continued to live his way out. Now, you mentioned, you know, as a leader, what kind of leader was he?
Not a very good one. He wanted to play. He played well. But off the field, of course, his exploits are legendary. On the field, he didn't pay a ton of attention. He had so much raw ability that it could overcome any mental lapses or physical lapses. There's a great story from the 1918 season in which his manager said, look, there's a certain player on the other team that I want you to throw a fastball in close to him so that he stays off the plate. And the first batter comes up in the game, Ruth throws a ball right at him, but it was totally the wrong guy. He even batted from the wrong side of the plate. Ruth had paid no attention to what his manager had said other than he heard, throw inside. And he figured he'd done a great job.
Right.
So he was a happy-go-lucky, immensely talented guy who didn't want a leadership role, didn't take one on, but I suppose by force of just his raw talent could lift a team all by himself.
Was that enough to carry him as far as a teammate, that the rest of the teammates just said, okay, well, that's just Babe being Babe, and, you know, we move on, we appreciate all the good things he does, but I imagine even as a teammate, that could be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, that could wear on you after a while, but he also, at least on the field, as he matured, unfortunately for me as a lifelong New England resident and a lifelong Red Sox fan, after he left the Red Sox, He became a bit better about mentoring young players and focusing on the game at hand. And he certainly didn't slow down at all off the field and away from the game. But when he was on the field and playing, he became better at being more mature once he got to the Yankees.
Would you say that because of Ruth's personality and what he did for baseball, that he kind of carried, the profession during this very stressful time for America?
He absolutely did, and that's a hallmark of baseball. Here, after World War I, when attendance was down and there were actual thoughts that professional baseball might just go away, the general public wasn't very sympathetic to players who were getting paid 3 to 5 times the average wage in America just to play a kid's game. And there was serious talk that the game might go away on a professional level. And Ruth, almost single-handedly through the 1920s, especially after the Black Sox scandal in 1919, he resurrected the game all by himself. And that theme sort of recurred in baseball. After a bad set of baseball labor disputes in the 90s, Cal Ripken and his over 2,000-game playing streak brought baseball back. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa at the time did the same thing for baseball that was fading in the public interest. So there have been periods in the game when outsized personalities or great on-the-field accomplishments have brought the game back to the focus of new generations of fans.
Well, we're visiting with Skip Desjardins. His new book, War Plague and the World Series, September 1918. And we're talking about, days gone by, 100 years ago. What was going on in our country in dealing with a war plague and the World Series? Speaking of war, David Putnam, who you write about, tell our audience about his legacy.
Yeah, David Putnam was a teenage athlete from Newton, Massachusetts, who graduated from high school and went off to Harvard. And in the early days of World War I, before America had even declared war, he, like a lot of young men, decided that this was the great event of his age and he needed to be a part of it. He jumped on a cattle ship, of all things. We were exporting cattle over to Europe to feed the troops. And found first a job as an ambulance driver, and then joined up with what became known as the Lafayette Escadrille, a squadron of French planes with American pilots. And he took to it in a great way. It may have had to do with his hand-eye coordination from being a great athlete, but he became an outstanding pilot. We all grew up reading Peanuts and knowing that Snoopy was the World War I flying ace. But the term ace was given to any pilot who shot down 5 enemy aircraft. And Putnam was America's ace of aces. He had more planes shot down than any other pilot in the war. Until September 12th of 1918, in the Battle of Samiel, a battle that coincidentally was won by a Massachusetts regiment of soldiers, and Putnam decided to take on what was called a German circus, which is a group of airplanes, and he took them on all by himself, which was a fatal decision. He ended up getting shot down himself, and the title of Ace of Aces then passed on to the next living pilot with the most shootdowns. And at the time, David Putnam was known all over America for his exploits. But the day that he died, he was 19 years old, which makes his accomplishment even that much more amazing.
Incredible. Skip Desjardins has been our guest. His book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. September 1918, War Plague and the World Series. Skip, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer.